Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Rattle Reserve. All been there?
We have.
Yep. We've all been there.
Many times.
All right. And any given Saturday or Sunday, it's a wash of people, isn't it?
Oh, so many people. And especially in summer. Oh, it's not just people from all over the world. It's people from all over New South Wales.
They all come down. They want to check it out. Now, what do you think about this, Kim? Jade, say it was one of your kids' birthdays.
Yeah.
Kim, and you had it in your head, in your heart, that you wanted to set up camp at Rattle Reserve for the birthday party.
Yeah,
okay?
ideally in one of those little pergolas, because they've got the concrete pergolas like Stewart Park, you know, where you can set it up and there's a table there. That would be my idea with the balloons.
That's prime spot, yeah?
That's prime real
estate.
Yeah, that is. Like,
everyone would want that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so how would you feel if you arrived in the morning and someone had put a note on that little pergola there, Rattle Reserve, okay, and said, reserved for a birthday party. Please respect the space we've set aside and do not use our tables. This is a four-year-old's party. Don't be the one to mess it up. Thank you.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
Wow-wee. Okay, so my first reaction is like, to get that note and screw it up and throw it in the bin. Because if you want that table, you need to sit there. And I have on many occasions, we'll send someone down so that you will pick up, that's our Katniss Everdeen. It'll be our tribute, the person that we send down at sunrise or before sunrise to sit at the table. And they have to stay there until we get there. You can't put on a note. That's lazy. Yeah. That is lazy.
That's lazy.
Yeah.
It's also aggressive. It says here, don't be the one to mess it up.
Oh, that's right. I know. They're getting really... The Peter Point is coming out. And also, there's a little bit of emotional blackmail in there too, because it's like you're going to ruin the four-year-old's birthday if you sit on this table. I'm sorry. If you want the table, you need to sit on the table.
Do the hard yards.
You can't just put a little note on it. You've got to work for that table. Otherwise, it's a free-for-all.
I'm 100% with you. I mean, I think this is a bloody disgrace. we can't start allowing this. If we, what next thing we know, we're going to have, you know, the whole country's going to, democratic society is going to fall.
It's
We're going to.
It'll be Terminator will become true.
Everything.
There will be the rise of the robot.
That's it. The world will be destroyed as we know
it. Honestly, that's ridiculous. It's like, you might as well just go down there now and put a sticker on there and say, reserved for Christmas. December 25, this is mine.
Back off!
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
It's another Magic Monday.
Oh yeah, it is Magic Monday. We are performing a live magic trick. You can check it out at 96.5 Wave FM Facebook. Over to you, Jade the Magnificent.
I know, I still like Jade Copperfield better, but anyway, that's all right, we're workshopping this. It could be the first of many magic tricks for me. So, Dino put me onto this magic trick and he said, Jade, this is so amazing. I reckon you could do it and you could really just impress Damien. Just wow the socks off him, because Damien's really into magic and he's always talking about, I'm going to learn some magic tricks. I'm going to learn it. So I have been practicing.
Jade, I want to be blown away here.
I want to
see magic that, you know, will astound me.
I know, and that's what makes me nervous, because he's actually really good at magic and I'm terrible. I'm not good at any of these kind of things at all, so I'm just really worried I'm going to stuff it up. Okay, now this magic trick, Damo, is I've got a bottle of water here and I've got an egg.
All right. Okay.
And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the egg inside the bottle of water.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so all this is the magic trick.
All right.
This egg is going to go inside the bottle of water.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
So just keep your eyes on it.
Yeah.
Ready?
Looking good. Still there. I'm watching.
I'm going to make this. I've got an abracadabra, agracabobble.
Wow.
I'm going to get this egg in the bottle. Ready?
Oh, that's good.
And just like that, Jade disappeared.
She ran away. She has just smashed an egg over my head and blasted me with water. This is not a magic trick. This is just a trick. This is a prank.
You've got to check out the video.
I'm gonna throw an egg at you.
It's on our Facebook page right now. Go to 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook.
Did you
can see.
Trick? You
scared the life out of me. I was like, what is that? It's a hard egg.
Yeah.
I'll show you how hard it is.
What do you think, Damo? A weekly segment where we do magic tricks. Is it your turn next week, perhaps?
It is most certainly my turn next week. I'm not letting this one pass.
There we go, Illawarra. Magic Monday. When you get to work, please do yourself a favour and check out the video at the Wave FM Facebook page.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
There's a new gang on the mean streets of the Illawarra.
It's a gang.
There's a new gang.
Jeez.
Okay. So if you're ever in the Shell Cove, Shell Harbour area, keep a lookout.
Okay. Tell us more.
The Tiny Meat Gang.
The Tiny Meat Gang.
The TMG.
The TMG.
Wow. Tiny Meat Gang.
They're on the east side.
How do you get that title of the Tiny Meat Gang?
Well, I'll let you join the dots. It's self-titled too. They have declared themselves the Tiny Meat Gang.
I'm assuming these are guys, yeah?
These are guys. Okay, these are a group of youngsters. Or teenagers.
Yeah.
They like hanging out together on the mean streets of Shell Cove, and they've given themselves a name. And they are the Tiny Meat Gang.
The Tiny Meat Gang. Wow. You'd really be worried about those guys, wouldn't you? No. I don't want to get attacked by the Tiny Meat Gang.
Please, don't. Yeah. I know. Well, look, that's just my girlfriend. She was over on Saturday night. She said, my son, he's got a group of friends, and they've got a gang, and this is what they've called themselves. And I'm like... What is that? And she goes, yep, they named themselves that.
How old are the lads?
Teenagers.
Oh, all right.
You know, still got a couple of, you know, still got a few years to grow.
So they're all just kind of, one day they're at like a urinal or something like that. A urinal.
Urinal, yeah.
And they kind of went, well, we should call ourselves the Tiny Meat Gang.
I know, it's really... when growing up, like, did you have like a group of friends? Like, we had a gang. We were like in Jamboree, the mean streets of Jamboree, growing up in the 80s. Yeah. Because the Goonies had just come out, and we called ourselves the Goonies. And we went around and washed cars so we could save up enough money to have walkie talkies.
Oh, wow. They were an essential item.
It took us many months of car washing, because those were the days where you get 50 cents a car wash.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Many months of get, and then we finally got the money to buy our walkie talkies.
So, what's the age of this? Because I'd have thought being Jade, I'd be saving up to buy goon bags.
Oh, yeah, this is in primary school.
Oh, primary school.
High school, it was all about the goon bags. The Goonies in primary school, the goon bags in high school.
Yeah, yeah. We were Sabop. Sabop.
What's Sabop?
It was a name given. a friend of mine called us out. It's pubes backwards. I know it's so stupid.
Everyone's doing it.
Well, at least we're not the Tiny Meat Gang.
Look, our phones are lit up already this morning. 4275 1965. Emma's on the blower from Albion Park. Hey, Emma, you got a gang name from back in the day?
Oh, yeah, it was the Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
Oh,
oh wow.
You could have hung out with the Tiny Meat Gang.
Yeah. Could have been a beautiful thing.
Wow, the Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
Oh, that's great.
Well, I love it. I love it.
I just think it's good you're owning it. You recognise something that you all have in common, and then you own it.
I'm president of the Mudguards.
Oh, the Mudguards.
Shiny on top, yeah.
All right, I see. Okay.
This is how we're playing this morning.
This is how we're playing. I love it. Has anyone else got some gang names?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
There's a new gang in Shell Cove, the Tiny Meat Gang.
TMGs.
Yeah, they're on the mean streets of Shell Cove. Keep an eye out for them. But, you know, it just reminded me of my childhood in Jamboree. Yeah. We had a gang. We weren't very creative, though, with our name. We were just like the Goonies, because Goonies had come out in the 80s.
Ah, yes.
Goonies in primary school, Goonbags in high school.
You weren't creative at all.
No, we weren't.
Let's be honest.
No, we weren't.
You could have even gone Goonies 2 or something.
I know. Yeah. I would call it like Junies. No. Like Roonies.
Yeah, I mean.
Because we like Jamboree. But no, we didn't think about it.
The Goonies.
Yeah, the Goonies.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
Well, the only Goonies in Jamboree.
Well, that is true. And actually, a lot of people in Jamboree wouldn't have known of the Goonies because you guys didn't have TV.
Oh, that's right, no. Yeah, it had the horse and cart.
There was no reception in Jamboree, was there?
No, not at all. That's why I got walkie-talkies battery-powered, because we didn't have electricity either.
That's right.
But look, what about your gang name?
No, we were Sabop.
Yeah.
Which is pubes backwards. I don't know why.
I was a member of the Spitz Club.
The Spitz Club?
What was that?
Yeah. Right. Sink in the sun.
Spitz Club. Sink
what?
Pee in the sun.
Instead of saying B-A-U's a P word, sink
in the sun.
Oh,
yeah. Spits. You can use it.
Yeah, okay, I did.
There you go.
Quite a surprise.
A lot of them will be littering the foreshore of the Illawarra over summer and Australia Day.
4275196 5, the way to get us.
Yes, Aaron's got, give us a call. He's from Dapto. Aaron, tell us about your gang growing up.
Yeah, mine was the Bodgy Brothers.
The Bodgy Brothers. Love it. Okay, how did that name come about?
Well, generally, me and the boys, we used to do just a lot of, you know, little jobs, you know, building stuff and fixing stuff, but we never really had the materials or the tools to make it really any good, so we just do our best. But that's sort of my nickname my dad gave us. He goes, "You're just a bunch of bodgy buggers." So we end up being the Bodgy Brothers.
Oh, I love it. So you had no tools. Did you have the expertise? Please tell me you were at least qualified.
Oh, no, just a lot of imagination and willpower. That was about it. As we got older, we got the tools, you know.
Yeah, I love it. There's a lot you can do with duct tape and WD-40.
There is a lot you can do.
Yeah, duct tape, zip ties, WD-40, that's the normal. You can hold anything together with that.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien. On 96.5 Wave FM.
Across the Illawarra, live on 96.5 Wave FM, Jade and Damien's Facebook Marketplace.
The prize is right!
Yep, nice win for the Sharkies yesterday to wrap up round 25 of the NRL. So at halftime, I jumped onto Facebook Marketplace.
Good on you.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Just searching around for a few things that are for sale here locally, Jade and Damien.
Would you spend your time, Dino?
Multitasking. So three items here. I need you guys to have a crack, have a bit of a guess at what you think they are worth.
All right, sounds good.
Closest guess to each item will win.
Yep.
There can only be one winner, of course. Best of three. Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes.
The complete box set of books. Karen has listed these for sale in Flinders.
Karen. I wouldn't mind that, actually.
Used condition, but like new, Kaz, I reckon. So, got the books, the whole series. What do you think they're worth?
Series of Game of Thrones.
Well, look, I've never even seen one episode of this show.
No.
I was put off by the dragons.
too scary.
too scary.
That's right. He's a wuss.
That was him. But look, it looks like, okay, there's seven books and they're big looking books.
Yep.
I reckon this is like $200.
Oh my God, wow.
People are into this sort of stuff.
But you could buy them new for less than $200. Yeah. So I'm going to say, I reckon,
Jade,
$50.
How much does a book cost nowadays?
But this is a box set and it's red, so it's secondhand. You could honestly pick this up at the Lifeline Book Fair probably for tops $50,
can
I reckon.
Can I change mine then?
No, you can't.
Based on your research.
Sorry, you can't. It's your fault for not watching the Dragons show.
All right, $200, I'm sick with it.
$30, the asking price.
There
in
we
Flinders.
Go, that's a bargain, Karen. I'll take it.
It's a
sold.
Bargain. That is a bargain.
Do you really want it?
Yeah.
Excellent condition. Okay, that's a win to Jade. Let's move on to our second item this morning.
I don't like playing this game with Jade. She knows it too well.
No, but this one's more
into this thing.
This one's more in your interest. This is beer. Well, okay. not actual beer.
She's got a brewery.
It's a Man Cave Great Northern Esky.
Wow.
All right, so Mario's, the muzzer, Mario has listed this in Dapto. Great Northern Beer Esky. Oh, he's even going to throw in 30 cans of beer included in the price.
No way. Yeah. Mario, that's a bargain. What a upsell. Okay. Honestly, forget the steak knives. If you're going to get... And look at it. It's like a little trolley. It's got like a little handle. So you can actually wheel your esky in.
It's pretty cool, actually.
I reckon Mario won that. Obviously, it was a promotion and Mario
it's
100% won it. And
promotion.
He doesn't like beer and hence why he's giving it away with the beer in it.
30 cans.
All right. Well, okay. So a case of beer is like... $50 anyway. So you're going to get a case of beer plus this on top. I reckon this could be around the $200 mark. That's where I'm going, $200.
Well, look, he got it for free. Just remember that. He got it for free. He did not pay for this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go the $130 mark.
Okay, and you're going?
$200.
Mario is asking in Coonawarra $200 exactly for that item. So you've smashed it.
I hate playing this game with you.
That is awesome, Mario. I reckon you'll sell that. I reckon you'll sell because money can't buy that kind of esky because obviously it's a Great Northern promotion and he won it.
Straight to the pool room, too.
Straight to the pool.
Beautiful.
You'll probably pick that up at Dapto Leagues at a raffle.
All right, Damien, you can come home strong here. This could be your jam. Yeah. A vintage 1970s Paddington Bear.
This is my jam. This is my ear. era when I was born.
This is 45 centimetres. It is rare.
Looks a bit like you do.
Oh, yeah.
It's rare and it's like new. Stephen has listed this in Albion Park Rail.
Stephen, it's a collector's item.
It's been kept in a plastic bag for all these decades.
Wow.
Over 40 years, Stephen has owned this. Treated it like his own bub, and he's ready to unload.
This is like, something that somebody would arrive at the Antiques Roadshow with.
Yeah, it's totally true.
I found this under my shed.
That's right. Exactly. Stephen probably thinks this is worth like $2,000.
That's what I think. I think he does. But, I mean, it's too hard to pick a price in this. So let's say he does think it costs a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go $900.
Oh, wow. That's dedication. Okay. You really took what I said and ran with it, didn't you?
No, but it is for antique.
It is an antique. I'd say probably like $180.
$180?
Yeah.
I can tell you the price does contain a nine.
So what?
The asking price from Stephen,
$99
in Albion Park for Paddington is $95.
Oh, that's a bargain!
It's a clean sweep.
I'll take it. I'll take all those three things
Jade's
that we've
got
had
the
today.
Clean sweep there. All right,
that is absolute.
There we go. I love it.
We're not playing this game anymore. Okay. That's it.
I'm just itching. I'm waiting for some Damien Leeds CDs to come up on Marketplace.
I would get that price wrong as well, I think.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.